If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Amazing how technical problems can happen and stop a radio show, and then they can miraculously be fixed, and everything is wonderful again. Hi, everybody. Welcome to this edition of Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Gross. I am the founder and chief geek here. Been here for doing this show since 1987. Wow. On a national basis, the national show heard coast to coast started in 1987 at the Old Sun Radio Network in Tampa. I remember, like it was yesterday, Jack Ellery, the program director, said, "We're going to put you on 16 stations to start coast to coast." Now, I used to fill in for my buddy Stan DeFritis in the Tampa Bay area. I would walk in the studio, and the little Fenortner would, all the little lights on the Fenortner would all be twinkling, which meant that I had to do nothing but take calls and answer questions. And then I found out I'm going to be on like 15, 18 stations. I said, oh my goodness, that Fenortner is going to be twinkling like crazy. There will be massive amounts of calls. And I went in there that first Saturday, and I sat down on the other side of the double bulletproof glass, and a board operator by the name of Rock and Roll Johnny Watts was on the other side with this giant board. I just looked at it and said, oh my goodness, he knows how to push all those buttons. And surprisingly enough, the music started playing, the show was introduced, and I looked at the Fenortner, and the Fenortner wasn't twinkling. I said, well, these people are, you know, they don't know about this sort of thing. And I gave out the numbers. And you know, just, I then realized that I had 2 hours to kill, and the Fenortner was not going to twinkle. The Fenortner was not going to twinkle. I realized relatively early on within that first show that I was going to go for 2 hours without a single solitary call. And I had never done that before. As a matter of fact, I knew no one in talk radio at the time who had ever done that before. And I did that. It was called baptism by fire. I had to sit there and converse for 2 hours without a single call. It was incredible. But I did it, and I learned how to do it. And then eventually more stations came on, and the Fenortner would twinkle all the time. And the next thing you know, the show had, I don't know, 260 radio stations. And when I would pull into the parking lot, the Fenortner was already twinkling. And then radio changed. Big companies, like a company called Clear Channel at the time, now they're iHeartMedia, started buying up all the little stations I was on. And they had their own programming, so they didn't need me or the rest of us. And, you know, I went from having 260 stations to now having 45. And I don't do the show live anymore. I now record the show, so I can't take calls. When I was doing the show live, when it was headquartered, you know, with this network, with Biz Talk Radio Network, when it was headquartered out of Connecticut, Stamford, Connecticut, I took calls. Took calls all the time, even with my 45 stations. And by the way, proud to have 45 stations. Absolutely thrilled to have 45 stations. And then I got moved to 4 o'clock in the morning, and I said, okay, not going to do the show live anymore. So now I do the show, and I pre-record it, and I just talk about what I want to talk about. And what I want to talk about today was my trip to Gibsonton, Florida. I was back in Gibsonton this morning, and I was sent to Gibsonton to look at a lawn. And the lawn had something that my lawn has. The lawn had brown patch fungus, and it had it all over the place. As it turns out, this lawn is being mowed by a commercial company, and they come in every week and mow, and there was brown patch fungus in several areas. I had to make a recommendation that they put a certain fungicide down every week for 3 weeks, you know, to kind of get it under control. And then I had to tell them the bad news that I had to tell myself, which was the fungus is always going to be there. You're going to deal with it from now until the end of time, unless you do what I am doing in my front yard, which I shall share with you. But to do that, I must go back, oh gosh, 20 years. My good buddy Ralph, he's got a lawn that he just absolutely loves also. And he got brown patch fungus in his yard, just like I just did. He got chinch bugs in a small section of his yard. They weakened it, killed the chinch bugs. They died, but the grass was weakened. And in that small area, he got brown patch fungus, which is also called Rhizoctonia. And Ralph and I had just went to a seminar that was put on by the University of Florida, and they had a nematologist there. A nematologist is somebody who deals with nematodes and diseases of plants. And his name was Robert Dunn. I'll never forget it. He's now retired, but he was right there, and we talked about Rhizoctonia, brown patch fungus, back then. And it was so interesting because Ralph had it. And he said, you know, I just have to tell you, it's in the soil. It's going to be there forever. You have to treat it. Back then, we used a product called Daconil. And, you know, you're going to have to treat it, but then you're going to have to treat it every year because it's always going to come back from now until the end of time. And Ralph said, well, what can I do to make it not come back? He said, nothing short of digging out a foot of dirt in the entire area where the fungus is and replacing it will do that. And, you know, so we walked out of there, and Ralph looks at me and he goes, I think I'm going to do that. I said, you're going to do that? He goes, I think I'm going to do that. And he did that. He dug up that section of lawn. In his case, it was about 4 feet wide and about 6 feet long. And he dug it all up. And then he took the soil down 12 inches underneath the grass and pulled all that dirt out of there. And there was a construction site around the corner from them, and they had all this fill dirt that they had dug out when they put the foundation down. So there was all this dirt there that was going to be hauled away. Well, he took his wheelbarrow over there and filled it up. It took him like, I don't know, 10 loads. He had to walk way over there and do that. And he got the dirt for free, and he stuck it in the ground. It didn't have fungus in the soil. It was just normal Florida, you know, loamy sand soil. And he stuck it in there, and he went out, and he bought some grass plugs, and he put the grass, some St. Augustine grass plugs, put them in there, fertilized them, and to this day, his fungus was gone. Well, I just noticed that I had chinch bugs. I had talked about it on the show. I had chinch bugs in a small section of my front yard. I got rid of the chinch bugs, but I just noticed the other day I went out there, and it's a small, it's not as big as Ralph's. It's about a, I don't know, about a 3 foot by 5 foot area that is affected by the brown patch fungus. I got down there. It hasn't expanded anywhere else. One of the ways that brown patch fungus spreads from yard to yard, which is the example of the yard that I looked at today, you know, down in Gibsonton, Florida, is commercial lawnmowers come through and they mow a lawn that has fungus, and then they come to your yard and mow it and you get the fungus. Well, I could do that to myself. I mow my own yard, but I could mow my yard and spread the fungus all over the place, except I don't because I clean the bottom of my mower. But I said, I'm not going to do this. And I just made the decision that I'm going to go and dig that all out. So that is Saturday's job. I'm going to dig it out and dig it down a foot and take it all out. And I then realized all I need to do this is my really good shovel. I have a couple of really good shovels, but one in particular, really, really good shovel, a little bit of manpower, and a wheelbarrow. And I said, and then I'm going to take the dirt that I haul out of there. There's a cow pasture. It's actually a deserted cow pasture behind my house. I was going to take it out there and just throw out a cow pasture, or what used to be a cow pasture. And I was going to get the dirt to fill in there from the cow pasture also, from another area of the cow pasture that they kind of dug up because they were going to put a building there, and then they never did. So I had this thing all planned. I was going to do it. And I realized I don't have a wheelbarrow. I have lived in this house for 10 years without a wheelbarrow. I have never been without a wheelbarrow. I left the wheelbarrow at the other house. So, you know, me, I immediately called the former Mrs. Kroos, and I said, I want my wheelbarrow. And she goes, oh, we threw that wheelbarrow out, and her husband bought a new wheelbarrow. I said, I want to borrow it. She goes, like you borrowed his edger that you never gave back? I said, yeah, something like that. And she said, no, because you never gave the edger back, and then you wore it out, and then you had to buy a new edger, and he had to buy a new edger. He doesn't want to buy a new wheelbarrow. I said, you need to let me borrow the wheelbarrow. I promise I will bring it back eventually. And I almost had her talked into it. I was that close to having her talked into letting me borrow the wheelbarrow. But as she thought about it, and I, you know, he's out of state. He's up in Massachusetts somewhere on business. So it would have been real easy for me to go over to my old house that he now lives in and take his wheelbarrow. I still am going to see if I can do it. But if not, Saturday I'm going to go buy a wheelbarrow, and I'm going to go out there and dig this up and get the soil and just redo everything. And we'll see. I'm not going to use any chemicals whatsoever at all, except alcohol on my shovel, because I want to make sure that, you know, no disease, and I will clean my shovel with alcohol afterwards because I'm digging around in diseased soil. But that's what I'm going to do. No fungicides, just me. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this?
Mm.
How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
You know, the hurricane was over a month ago. And I got to tell you, I have to tell you, my brain has not functioned properly since it came and went. And I thought I was the only one. But I spoke with several people this week, and particularly today. The president of the Tampa Bay Technology Center, of which I am on the board of directors, a good friend of mine, he is telling me, you know, I don't know what it is. My brain isn't working. My son Zach tells me my brain isn't working. My son Jamie. Ever since the storm, everything's just not back into sync yet. And what is back into sync now, finally, is my studio. I had moved the studio. I have two studios in my house. I have the studio that I'm in right now, which is never been the main studio. The main studio is what we call the ISDN studio, which is out, which I had built in the garage. You walk out my laundry room door, and I had a room built out there, a soundproof room built out there, because that's where the ISDN line is. And unless you are in radio, you have no idea what an ISDN line is. I think the best way to describe it is a super duper heavily concentrated, expensive telephone line that goes from my house directly to an uplink about 3 miles from here that would shoot my show live to the network, who would then shoot it up to another satellite to broadcast the show. There, how's that? Yeah, I have, you know, took a lot to build that, but it's there. I don't use the ISDN anymore. I pre-tape the shows or pre-record the shows. Nobody's used tape in years, but I pre-record the shows and send them up digitally to the network now. So I don't need the ISDN. So it's just out there, but I, you know, was using this studio, but I did not have my board. I did not have all my high-tech equipment in here. It was kind of patched together, and it just wasn't working well, and it kept falling apart. And in my mind, the sound quality wasn't as good. So now my board is in here, you know, not a super-duper board. It's a Behringer, German-made, mixing board, you know, goes directly into my computer. XLR lines going directly into my professional broadcast microphone, and the show is all edited and put together with the newest version of Adobe Audition for 2017. And we just do everything right here in this little room. I do it all myself. And I had never done that. I'd always had board operators who did everything. All I ever did when I did the show live out in the ISDN studios, I would walk in there and I would wait for a light to come on, which meant the network connected with me. I put my headphones on, said hi to the board op, and I would hear the starting music, and I would go, and they made all the magic happen. All I did was talk. And when calls came in, I would look at my computer screen and it would say, Doris from Oklahoma. And I'd say, Doris from Oklahoma. And there she was, you know, just like that. And off we went. Well, now I pre-record the show. There is no Doris from Oklahoma because you can't call in. It's just me. But we're going to make some changes on that you're going to be able to contribute. You're going to be able to ask questions, and we're working on a system for that. But that's going to happen. But now the studio is set up just the way I wanted. Got my board right there, got everything all mixed and tweaked and ready to go. And here we are. And life is grand. I was in Gibsonton, Florida earlier today looking at a lawn that had a problem. And in addition to looking at the lawn, which is what I was paid to go do, I found another problem. They had sea grapes, which are a tropical plant that I absolutely love, but I cannot grow. Well, you know, I cannot grow where I live because it used to get too cold here. It hasn't gotten cold here in a number of years, and I'm starting to see some sea grapes around up where I live now. People are you know, I planted them years ago, but it would freeze and then they're dead. Well, these people had sea grapes, really nice, and they're far enough south of here to where they can grow sea grapes. Big leaves on them, real tropical looking, and, you know, just really, really nice. And the woman asked me, she goes, "My sea grape has all of these holes all around it. Would you look at it?" And I said, "It would be my pleasure because I love sea grapes." And so I went, and she had like six plants, and they had all these holes. I said, "Here's how we do this. Whenever there's a problem with a plant, we start at a distance." I said, I'm going to educate you on how to self-diagnose what's going on here. She goes, "Oh, cool." I said, "Yeah, because I'm $200 an hour and you don't want to spend, you know." But, you know, of course I want you to, but, you know, just kind of hang on. You know what I'm saying? I said, you know, plus I charge him for my time to drive there in Gibson's and is 48 miles from here. But anyway, and, you know, it's expensive. But anyway, I get there, and we start from a distance, and we walk up on the plants. And we see that something is wrong. And then we see holes. I said, "Now let's look closer at those holes." And guess what we found on the holes? The holes were all around the edges of the leaves. And if you looked real carefully, you could see chew marks. And I said, "You have caterpillars that are eating this up." And she goes, "Well, I haven't seen any caterpillars." I said, "Let's look closer." So we started, you know, I said, "Let's look at the bottoms of the leaves." And I started turning leaves over. And there it was, right there. There was like three right where I was at. It's called an Io caterpillar, which is a very pretty caterpillar, but it does eat plants. And there it was. And she goes, "That is the prettiest little caterpillar I've ever seen. And look at it. It's got all this fur." And she reaches towards it. And I grabbed her hand. And she goes, "Why are you grabbing my hand?" I said, "To save you from massive amounts of pain." More on that in a moment. So we then noticed that these IO caterpillars were chomping on her sea grapes. She goes, "What do I do? What do I do?" And she goes, "I'm going to have to call a company out here to spray it." I said, "I noticed that you have a hose and a sprayer." And she goes, "Yes." I said, "And I noticed that you have a little pump-up sprayer." She goes, "Yes." I said, "Right around the corner, I saw this gardening store, this gardening nursery." She goes, "Yes, I buy plants there." I said, "Well, go there today and buy something called Bacillus thuringiensis." She goes, "What?" I said, "Under the brand name of either Dipel or Thuricide, follow the instructions on the label, put it in that pump-up sprayer there, make sure you clean out that sprayer really well with a hose, put the water in, then add the Dipel or the Thuricide, shake it up real good, and just before dark tonight, go out there and spray the leaves of the sea grapes on top and underneath where they are." I said, it's going to be environmentally friendly because it is just a bacteria. When the IO caterpillars go to chomp on it, they will die. And I said, "Come back out, do it again a week later when the babies hatch out." She goes, "Fine, why can't I pet them?" I said, "Because those cute little tiny hairs that you see coming out of the IO caterpillar will sting you and make you so painful. It would be so painful for you to touch those that, you know, you would be in pain for, you know, last time I touched one, which was probably 45 years ago, I was in pain all day and into the night. So don't do that. Just stay away from it." So off she went. Off I went. Off she went to the garden center to get some Dipel or Thuricide, a natural solution to take care of caterpillars in just about any of your plants. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. I am Michael Gross.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years' experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.T. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650. Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
5723.
Biz Talk Radio.
I've gotten several emails asking me about fall fertilizer and what do I suggest. So that's what we're going to talk about on this segment is fertilizer for the fall. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. I am Michael Gross. I am the founder here and the chief geek. I'm the one who sits in the chair on the other side of the double bulletproof glass. We have no double bulletproof glass here. We just have me in my studio with all this really cool artwork that is now in my studio. And this thanks to ex-wife number two, the lovely Diane, came over and brought a bunch of her original paintings. And there's five of them in here. And my son Tyler, I have an original Tyler in here that I bought at an art show. My son, my oldest son's Tyler. I went to an art show where he would had exhibited some of his art, and I bought one of his originals. As a matter of fact, it was, I had to compete to buy it, actually. He's pretty in high demand at this with this one gallery over in Safety Harbor, Florida. And I bought one of his, so I have that in here. And it's just a comfortable, wonderful, nice place, and technically everything is working well. My mixer's in here now, and that's good. It makes me feel good. And let me tell you the fun part about hooking up the mixer. In addition to doing the radio show, when I'm not doing the radio show, I can put on my high-end headphones that I have, Sennheiser headphones, and I can listen to music that I run through my computer and through my mixer, and it just sounds, you know, and I'm an audiophile. I just am. And I will listen to music until it just relaxes my entire soul, and then I go to bed. I have such a exciting life. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about fertilizer. And I'm going to talk about fertilizer for all plants, trees, shrubs, and lawns. And what do you use and what, you know, and now is the time. Now it's time to fertilize your trees now. Very important, as a matter of fact. Trees love to be fertilized in the fall. It is very important that you fertilize all of your shrubbery in the garden. Just get it all done right now. And of course, very, very important that we put a good fall fertilizer on the lawn. So what is fertilizer? Well, that's an interesting question. Or some people will refer to it as plant food. Well, it is fertilizer. The definition of fertilizer has changed legally. It used to be, in order for something to be called a fertilizer, it had to have three major elements: nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. That has now changed. Now, for a fertilizer to be called a fertilizer, it only has to have two of those, and that would be nitrogen and potassium, because some people think that phosphorus is evil and it is destroying our waterways. I don't agree. A lot of fertilizers in different states, like where I live, especially lawn fertilizers, do not have that middle number, the phosphorus. And that makes me mad. But, you know, you can still buy fertilizer with phosphorus in it. You just have to look for it. They make it harder for you. What are those three numbers, and what do they do? I've explained this before, but I shall explain it again. Because once you understand the nutritional needs of the particular plant that you're dealing with, this all becomes easy when you understand what the nutrients are that are in a fertilizer. The first number is nitrogen. Nitrogen does a lot of stuff, but probably the most important thing it does is that it makes growth happen. You get a flush of growth with nitrogen. Now, it gets a little complicated here with the nitrogen because there's several types of nitrogen. There's fast-release nitrogen, and then there's medium-release nitrogen, and then there's slow-release nitrogen. There's also organic nitrogen, and all of the organic nitrogen goes under the category of slow release. Milorganite, which I use a lot of on my lawn now. I'm a convert. I'm a late convert to milorganite, but I use a lot of it. It is 100% organic, and it is all natural slow release fertilizer. But in the heat where I live, the slow release fertilizer releases faster than it does maybe if you live in Indiana. It's just, you know, it's just a really good fertilizer for Florida. I, you know, where I live, or in the South, or anywhere. I recommend it in Indiana. I recommend it in Michigan. Not for the fall, but in the spring. But anyway, those are the nitrogens. And then the nitrogen, like I say, slow release, medium release, and fast release. And in the fall, what I used to recommend is mostly fast release, because you wanted that flush of growth before the grass or the shrubs went dormant. But now it's hard to buy fast release fertilizer, all, you know, that is just fast release. A lot of states are now have laws saying 40% of nitrogen source has to be slow release, at least 40%, and some want it higher. So you have to, you know, you have to work with that. But nitrogen, that first number, growth. The middle number, the controversial one, is phosphorus. Phosphorus does a lot of stuff. It really does. And I was edumacating my son Zach today on phosphorus. We drove by the Mosaic mine in south of Tampa, in Gibsonton, and all down in those areas. They have phosphate mines for where they get the phosphorus for fertilizer. Phosphorus does a lot of things, but the most important thing it does is it works for root development, especially the fine, hairy feeder root. Plants that bloom, you need a lot of phosphorus. And if you look at blooming fertilizers, that middle number you'll find is very higher, you know, higher than the nitrogen, higher than the potassium. But on normal fertilizers, it's either balanced or it is reduced or low, or in some cases does not exist at all. So I like, for shrubs, I like a 10-10-10 fertilizer. That is 10% nitrogen, 10% phosphorus, and 10% potassium. I've even gotten a little weird, and on all of my shrubs, I'm now using a fruit tree fertilizer, which in general speaking is usually like a 4-6-8. 4 being the nitrogen, where you don't, you know, have a lot of nitrogen this time of year. The 6 being the phosphorus, which is going to really work on that root development, which you want to do as we go into fall. And then 8, which is the potassium, which we'll talk about next. So that is what I look for shrubs and also trees, by the way. I use that or a 10-10-10 on trees. I use either one of those fertilizers exclusively. That last number that we were talking about, the last number of the three numbers, is potassium. What is potassium? What does it do? It does gazillions of things. But the most important thing that potassium does is it builds strength in the plant. It makes the plant stronger. It gives us something called leaf expansion. It just makes the green part of the plant thicker and stronger, and it makes the woody part of the plant thicker and stronger, and it builds strength into it, and it's very, very good. So those are the three major elements of fertilizer that we talk about. And then a good fertilizer is going, and you have to look for it on the label. So I want you to know that you have to look on the label. A good fertilizer, which you're going to pay more money for, by the way, is going to have something called a statement of secondary nutrients. And I always buy fertilizer that has a statement of secondary nutrients, with the exception of milorganite. But a statement of secondary nutrients, and milorganite does have one minor element. It has iron. But the minor elements include iron, molybdenum, zinc, sulfur. What else is in there? Boron. Just all of these minor mineral elements. Like, you know, we take minerals. We take vitamins with minerals because our bodies need them. Well, the plants need them as well. So you want a good statement of secondary plant nutrients. And when you do this, when you spend that little bit more money, and it's not that much more, just a couple of bucks, when you spend that money and you get those secondary nutrients, I'm going to tell you something. The colors are going to pop on your grass, on your trees, on your shrubs, all of those colors. You're just going to notice a big difference. We ran a lot of tests on fertilizers when I was teaching with the school system. And we would fertilize sections with just the major elements, and then we would fertilize sections next to it with the minor elements added to it. And I will tell you that the minor elements, always the trace elements, that statement of secondary nutrients, always make a big difference. Real quick before we run out of time, for your lawns, I recommend a higher nitrogen fertilizer for the fall, a 16-4-8 or a 24-5-11, something like that. What, you know, the Scott's Bonus Plus. I would recommend that. It's got a weed control in it. You know, it's a pre-emergent weed control for the north, and in the south, it's got a post-emergent weed control. But I would recommend, you know, one of those fertilizers for that. The shrubs I already talked about. The trees I've already talked about. So now you know a bunch more than you did before about fertilizer. My name is Michael Kroos. This, ladies and gentlemen, is Ask the Garden Geek.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
I am at the point of my life where I truly hate politics. As a matter of fact, I'm just like so avoiding politics now, it isn't even funny. But guess what? Politics affects everything in your life. It affects the air you breathe, the food you eat, the plants that we all deal with, and the materials that we use to take care of those plants. And I got confronted today by a former guest on the show, a guy who's been on the show a couple of times, who was listening. He had not listened to the show in a couple of years. Should I name him? I'll think about it. All right, I'm going to name him. His name is Everett. Everett Farnell. Friend. Okay. Copywriter. And, you know, extraordinary guy. You know, good guy. But he told me, under no certain terms, that he was really mad at me. For political reasons. I said, well, what are the political reasons? He goes, I will tell you. I fired my lawn service this week. And I said, oh, really? He goes, and if you were my lawn service, which I don't have a lawn service, he said, but if you were my lawn service and you did what my lawn service is doing, I would fire you. And as a matter of fact, I know that you do what my lawn service does, and I can't fire you because I don't pay you anything. I said, well, that's good. I said, Everett, what am I doing? He goes, use Roundup, and Roundup's evil. I said, Roundup's not evil. He goes, Roundup's evil. Monsanto's evil. I said, you know, I'm not even going to get into this with you. I said, I am not even going to get into this with you. And I'm not going to get into the anti-Monsanto debate. I will tell you that Monsanto has spent gazillions of more dollars than any of us will ever see in our lifetime, or our children or their children's children, on research and development to prove that glyphosate, the active ingredient in Roundup, is safe for all of us to use. And by the way, that is not even why people are mad at Monsanto. They talk about Roundup and they badmouth Roundup and they say, oh, it causes cancer. No, it doesn't. There's no proof. There's no evidence whatsoever at all that glyphosate causes cancer. There is zero data. Zero data. Now, okay, you can go to naturalnews.com and you'll find all this scary stuff about, you know, glyphosate and how your arms are going to fall off if you use it. I mean, but take a look at naturalnews.com. They're just, you know, a totally wacko news site. Let me say that. Okay, naturalnews.com. Don't get your lawyers out, because what I'm saying is my opinion. I'm not saying that you're a wacko site. I'm telling you that, in my opinion, you're a wacko site. I'm not saying that you are a wacko site. This is how we protect ourselves from libel, by the way. But I'm saying, in my opinion, you guys are a bunch of whack jobs. And you have not published any data that states why glyphosate will cause cancer, because it doesn't. But there is tons, there is reams, there is hours, there is millions of pages of data that prove that it does not. And there is millions of pages of data that prove that it is not bad for the environment. That when glyphosate touches soil, it neutralizes. When it touches the green part of the plant, the green part of the plant absorbs it. Absorbs all of it. And then it translocates through the plant. And it goes down into the roots. And it kills the plant that way. Which you want to do if it's weeds. I do it along my fence line. I spray that around my fence line twice a year because I don't want to go out there with the weed eater around my fence line. I'd just as soon have that area be dead. So I go out there and I use glyphosate with a little pump-up sprayer, and I spray it. I also go into my shrub beds where weeds come up through my mulch, and I don't feel like getting down on my hands and knees and pulling weeds. So I spray it with glyphosate. Does not affect my shrubs, does not affect my flowers, because I keep it away from my shrubs and my flowers. I just put it right on the weeds. And guess what? The weeds die off, and then they rot into the ground, or should I say, they biodegrade into the ground and turn into an organic form of nitrogen, which is good for the environment. I have killed off entire lawns with Roundup in the past. As a matter of fact, I have killed off thousands of lawns in the past that were nothing but weeds and a little bit of grass here, and they were just a mess. I have killed them off using Roundup. And then I have planted grass plugs in it, and I leave the dead grass there, and the dead grass rots, or let's say it nicer, biodegrades into the soil and just turns into all of this wonderful, lush stuff for the soil. And then the grass plugs grow together very quickly. Why are people mad at Monsanto? People are mad at Monsanto because Monsanto, well, let me tell you one thing. This is my opinion again. The patent for glyphosate expired several years ago, and Monsanto spent a gazillion dollars getting that patent. But when the patent expired, they still wanted to sell a lot of glyphosate. They wanted to sell a lot of Roundup. So they started doing some seed development, and they started modifying seeds of soy and corn so that it was glyphosate resistant. So the farmer could buy these seeds that were genetically modified and plant the corn, plant the soybeans, and the farmers could go out there and spray Roundup out there, kill all the weeds that were between the corn and the soybeans. And by the way, those weeds then died and rotted into the ground or biodegraded into the ground and did all of these marvelous, wonderful organic things in the soil, which are wonderful. But people went absolutely bat, you know what, crazy about genetically modifying a seed. And they're saying, you have corrupted everything, and now everybody's getting sick again. Not one stinking bit of data to prove it. But that's what they're saying, that Monsanto was greedy, and they wanted to sell a lot of glyphosate, so that is why they spent the money to develop these seeds. And you know something? I'm sure Monsanto is greedy, because they're a corporation, and corporations, the number one priority in a corporation is to make profit. And if they develop these seeds, which makes farmers more productive, we are the breadbasket of the world, ladies and gentlemen. And this makes farmers more productive. And the farmers make more profit. Monsanto makes more profit. By the way, I don't buy the Monsanto glyphosate anymore. It's too expensive. I buy the generic version of glyphosate. There's several of them on the market. It's 30, 40% cheaper than Roundup, but that's what I buy. And that's what I use. So, Everett, if you don't like me anymore for that, I'm sorry. You know, I don't like the cigars you smoke. They stink up. But, you know, that's just me. But you're still my friend. I still like you. I hope you like me, even though I still use glyphosate. And I don't think Monsanto's evil. As a matter of fact, I know people who work for Monsanto and their families. They got kids, and they're in the PTA and the Boy Scouts. This is Ask the Everett.
The
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.